are back on the Blitz. And as you might have heard, that's not A.J. Hoffman. Jason Braddock who's filling in today. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll clear some time for you guys if you want to call in this segment. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at Jason Braddock, that's J-A-Y-S-O-N, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of that, or R.J. Bell, or our game-by-game NFL analysis, or our college picks, or Disney princesses we want to bang, all of that is available on podcastarena.com. You can go back and check that out. And full shows all available there. You can also listen on TuneIn Radio. You can listen on the ESPN Radio app. And you can listen online on ESPN975.com. And, of course, you can listen right here on the radio. So appreciate you listening however you're doing it. Hope you're having an awesome Friday. Hope you have a great weekend. All right, we're going to do a little quiz here.
Well, let me ask you this before you do that. I don't want to sidetrack you, but you've opened up this whole cartoon fetish thing. So let me ask you. I mean, it begins and ends with Jessica Rabbit, right? I mean, that's the unspoken
She's
role.
On the list. And
She is the list.
No, there's a lot of hot cartoon chicks, man. You ever see the Esurance commercials?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah. I don't want to open that whole can of worms because that turns into a whole show. And it's Friday and we got football. And will it be next
time? I got you.
But I just have a question because I mentioned the kid with the clock.
Uh-huh.
And you had no clue what I was talking about.
All I could think of was Flavor Flav, and then that took me to the girl on Flavor Flav with the, let's just say it wasn't a clock, but it was big.
All right. I get that you don't watch Game of Thrones, you don't watch our TV shows, but were you under a rock? Did you not, the Muslim kid who brought the clock to school and they wound up dragging him out because it scared the teacher?
You had a clock?
Yeah. You don't know anything about that?
No.
John?
Shame.
Thank you.
Listen.
Anyway, come on, man. This was like national news.
Because a Muslim kid brought a clock to school?
Don't you even look at anything other than sports sites?
Why would I?
Don't you ever watch CNN or any of that stuff?
What's the point? It's just all depressing.
Well, yeah, but you kind of want to know what's going on in the world, don't you?
No. Ignorance is bliss.
The only thing I want to say about that, because I was real careful when that story came out, because I can understand why people might freak out a little bit. Did you see the picture of that thing, John?
Of what?
Of the clock.
No, I haven't.
I think I would have freaked out a little bit, too. I'm not going to lie.
Did it have a motherboard?
It looked like something you should be scared of. I'll just put it that way.
So what was the point of him bringing the clock?
He built the clock himself, wanted to show off his teacher, and it turned into a national story that you completely missed. But you know what? This kid's all famous now.
Well, it don't sound like I miss much though. I mean, like, let's give me some credit on that. Like, I mean, the 5 minutes I could have wasted watching about some kid that had a clock that he made brought to school.
Well, this is the thing that I was going to test you on, and I already know the answer to this. But I'm going to ask anyway. Did you or did you not watch the Republican debate the other night?
Oh, head no. No. Why would I watch that?
Great question. Why would you?
Exactly.
Why would you want to know anything that's going on in the world besides football? Why would you care about that? I mean, you got not
I completely agree with you.
Not that you should care anything about your kid's future or any of that stuff.
I won't be here. You know how bad my health is. Look, I'm just hoping to make it to 7 o'clock.
All I know is I'm sitting over here doing a quick weight loss read, and this guy is mouth raping cake.
Oh yeah, lemon cake. I told Fred after the read, I'm like, man, you know, I just had that epiphany where it just hits me that you know why I'm fat. You're sitting here reading this motivational quick weight loss, and I'm like, man, this lemon cake is delicious. I'm literally trying to make a decision: do I eat the whole cake? You know. I mean, there's a couple other pieces out there, pretty big pieces. And, I made my decisions. I'm at peace with it.
Let's grab a quick phone call. AKA, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Sports, brother.
Hey, man, I just had a quick question. I was looking at that game last night, man, and it seems like Peyton Manning's putting a little Kobe Bryant and trying to show Kubiak he can't play on the center and playing a little extra bad when he's on the center versus in the shotgun. What do you guys think?
No, I don't think it's that. I don't think he's trying to show up the coach and say that, nah, it's going to be my way. We can only win out of shotgun. I just think you're talking about a guy who's 39 years old, who's had plenty of injuries. He's not very mobile. And, I mean, it's been talked about all offseason and going into this season. We saw what everybody expected to happen. Well, there's going to be some struggle with the skill set of Peyton Manning and what's asked of a quarterback in this offense. I mean, taking that a little bit farther, I've been saying ever since Kubiak got there that Ronnie Hillman's value skyrockets now because he's perfect for this zone system. Make a quick, decisive, one-step read and explosive up the field where C.J. Anderson, you see last night that they're still trying to pull a guard out, pave a way, and run some physical plays with C.J. Anderson, but that line seems to be more in line with a ZBS-type system, that zone blocking scheme. And Ronnie Hillman, as this season progresses, more and more touches will go to Ronnie Hillman and less will go to C.J. Anderson.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Next segment, we're going to have the triumphant return of our buddy Willie B. So we'll get a few more gambling things in, and we'll try to get some more calls in in the third segment this hour. So if you want to get in, that'll be the time to check in. Lamont brings up that you were on air Wednesday, but I'm sorry. I wasn't home for the whole thing either, but I have a thing called a DVR.
You DVR'd a debate?
Yes.
No, you didn't. All right. Now this St. Arnold stuff, you've got me sold. This has got to be some good alcohol.
Oh, it is.
I mean,
it's fantastic.
You're really watching DVR debates.
It's like watching a sporting event that I've DVR'd. I get caught up before I get on Twitter. So I got caught up with it, but
that is not like a sporting. In a sporting event, you have entertainment value.
That's what you have here. You got a dude with a raccoon on his head screaming at people. I mean, there's all kinds of entertainment in this thing.
If the raccoon was actually a cartoon raccoon drawn in and was actually talking, or if they did a debate like what happened on Family Guy with Lois talking about 9/11, that I would watch.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you, man.
We'll do a current events quiz. I'm sure I'll get 50-50.
Really? You missed the biggest story of the week.
You talked about a clock.
Yeah. I'm not saying it should have been a story.
If it would have been a bomb, that would have truly been killing time.
But you had no clue that there...
Yes. Yes. I got two more in me before the end of the show, guys. I'm going to kill Fred Fowler with these jokes.
I just want to go to break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello, friends. My name is Willie B. I've been around sports betting since the age of 3. I grew up on a racetrack,
and
my grandpa would say,
join us now, fatsideofthebacon.com, for the first time this year. Our buddy Willie B. And Willie, I'm glad we could get you because we had to have a little discussion with Mr. Granato to make sure it was okay that we got to keep you because... Yeah, I know you're a big Johnny G guy, and now that he's on our station, we're all here together. We had to get all that cleared.
We're all under Mr. Gow, right? So we're all on the home team, so I don't think that was going to be a problem. But we thank Johnny G. I'm forgetting his partner. I hadn't even seen him in so long. Who's Johnny G's partner? My gosh.
Well, he's got two of them. I mean, you know, Johnny gets around. He's got Raheel, and then he's got Salisbury.
Salisbury, my gosh, my buddy Salisbury, of course, Salisbury. But no, glad to be on here today. And I tell you, I'm listening to you earlier. And, you know, my pick, my IT guy just hit the button a second ago. Fred, you probably got him. I did not steal two of those college picks from y'all, but I'm glad, just like you said, we try to gather as much information as possible. I'm glad I'm on the same wavelength. There's two of your picks this weekend.
Well, and that's one thing that we were talking with RJ about, and that's why I love doing this during football season. We have you on, we have him on. We give people enough insight and enough different opinions. And if we're all on the same side of something, it's usually pretty good news. But if one of you guys is really against something I like, I can pass. I'll wait for one that we like. So I'm glad to hear that we're
exactly. And let's just tell the people which one I'm talking about. And always for the new people that haven't heard me before. I have all rules. I have college rules. I have pro rules. A lot of these rules started 50 years ago up in the Northeast in Youngstown, Ohio. Grandpa Grady, Grandpa Koontz. This is kind of one of my own rules that I developed 15, 20 years ago. And that's when the lower-ranked team is favored over the higher-ranked team, especially on the road, we take the lower-ranked team. Earlier this year, we had A&M favored over Arizona State, non-ranked favored over ranked. Worked out well for the Aggies with us. This week, lo and behold, Georgia Tech favored at Touchdown Jesus. So I have friends and everybody, Fred, you know, come up to me, oh, you're just taking them because the quarterback's out and da-da-da. No, I have a pretty good dadgum rule. It's about 80% over the last so many years. Lower-ranked favored over higher-ranked. Those guys out west know something, don't they?
They do, and I was saying earlier, I would have liked Georgia Tech even if Zaire were playing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I like that one a lot.
We would have had better value, don't you think, where we might have even been getting two or three.
Probably so, yeah. So, no,
so that takes away the value, but actually then it fits the rule where lower ranks favored over higher ranks. I'm going to let you shoot. You can talk college, talk pro. Let's see if we find a couple rules in the haystack.
Well, let me ask you about those Aggies because you mentioned them and Nevada going in there plus 35. Jong was actually on that game, as I recall. Any rules on that one? Anything that I'm trying to avoid the ones that I know you gave to the people. So
yeah, you know what? I'm not giving that one out. If you look at the sheet, A&M has been notoriously good beating up, covering the spread early on. Whether they finish 6-6, 8-4, 10-2. These first three games of the year, they've been very good covering the spread. But you know what? Was it Jung's play? I think he has something here. I think with Arkansas next week, maybe a little look ahead, since A&M comes out of the gates and just beat Arizona State. A lot of people didn't have that. Then they crushed their next two opponents. If I was to do anything, it's a no play. If I was to do anything, I think I would take Nafana plus the points in that.
And when you talk about rules, I mean, these are all based on percentages, right?
Yeah.
Give kind of a general explanation of that, if you would, because we do have a lot of new listeners.
Exactly. Now, I have all my rules are on percentages. I don't like to talk about a rule on a percentage unless it's at least 67%, two out of three. When more rules line up together, it makes it even a stronger play. And I've taken so much flack this week because, Fred, probably my best pro rule over the last 15 years, and you know what I'm about to say, is the double-digit division dog quadruple Ds. What guy in the world doesn't like quadruple Ds? But it's Jameis Winston. And oh, my gosh. And now you got two more rules. Remember my rule when a team loses or wins by 28 points in the NFL? We had two of them last week.
Right.
But Tampa lost by 28, so you're supposed to play them this week. So there's two rules. You have the quadruple, double-digit division dog. They lost by 28, and you're supposed to play the highest number on the board in the NFL. If you do that week in, week out, you go 11-5, 11-6, 12-5 the whole year, just the way it works out. Pittsburgh was kind of a push last week. Can you believe that was the high number against New England? Well, Tampa Bay's the high number this week. So when you were saying, I'm going to lay off the Saints, I was saying, bravo, brother. And I don't even know if I'm going to have Tampa as a play because I have so many other pro games that fit rules. I probably should. And everyone listening, just remember, we're leaning Tampa Bay, and even with three rules behind it, I still don't know if I can put them on the board, Fred.
Yeah, and then there's always the classic overreaction from last week, and you throw all those rules in there, and it's just one of those where I want to punch a ticket on them, but I just can't make myself. That's the.
I know.
You got anything on this Patriots Bills game? Because that's one that intrigues me.
Boy, I tell you, we have rules flying back and forth on that one. The two that really stand out to me, though, are the Super Bowl winner. And I tell you, it scares me, though, because when you're looking, it's Saban needing revenge, like, you know, about going into the Ole Miss game, and that's why I got that as a no play. That would normally be a Woolly classic, take Ole Miss and the points, but I'm not going to fight Saban's revenge. But back to your pro game, a couple things really stand out to me that actually outweigh, and I side with Buffalo. Love it, like it, don't love it, but I side with Buffalo in the fact that the Super Bowl winner over the last 30, I mean, it's all the way back. This is a long stat. The Super Bowl winner in their first road game out of the blocks, only 30% cover over the last 30 years. How about those apples?
Wow.
You try that and some other percentages. And I know RJ had some great, and see, that scares me right there, RJ coming out with some Belichick information, you know, coming back the other way. But I really, if you put them together, they collide. But I've actually seen more rules that favor Buffalo. And then if you get to the fundamentals of it, I guess Buffalo might be the real deal where you talk about, you know, letting the team go two or three, four deep and then fading them. Buffalo might be that team where, my gosh, can you imagine they come out and beat the Colts, then they beat the Patriots, You know us, Brad. Now we're looking to fade them over the next couple of weeks. So I'm actually hoping Buffalo wins just for that instance.
Hey, Willie, this is Jason Braddock. I want to ask you, bring it back a little bit closer to home, that Houston-Carolina game, you got any rules for that one?
You know I do, Jason. I've enjoyed listening to you today.
Thank you.
Also, two of my rules, Jason, as far as totals, the high total on the board, you're supposed to play it over because the amateur looks at that because that's too many. The low total on the board, you're supposed to play it under because he does the same thing the opposite way. Lo and behold, the low total last week barely squeaked over. The Jets and Browns finished out at about 39. But hey, guess what? And that was the total was. They scored 41, so that's an over. I had that as a play for my people. My only loss on Sunday was that play. We swept the board on sides last week. Brent can attest to that. So we're going to come back to answer your question, Jason. The low total on the board this week, Carolina, Texans, I tell you, I hope Kikely's in the lineup. That helps us. But the total's down there for a reason. I think the line's about right, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the Texans even things up, win the game straight up. I would lean Texans, but I love the under in this game. I just see this as 16-13, 17-13, 20-16 all day long if they get there. So I like, actually really like the under in this game.
Willie B., our guest, fatsideofthebacon.com. And Willie, tell people a little bit about Fatside and how they can get all of your picks and your rules, because I know you give those out when people subscribe.
Yeah, they do, and the phone number is on the website, Fred, 713-828-4520. I got the phone on at all times. I'm going to have it on even right now, but I'm going to watch my boy play a little high school football. But you get on fatsideofthebacon.com, and we have two things going. You can do the $125 button for two weekends, or you can do the $249 button, take you all the way through Halloween. So that's about six weekends for $249. If you're not up then, hey, you're going to get more, and we're going to credit this money for the rest of the year. But that has never not happened. We have happy clients. We have a great return rate. We had a great opening week in the NFL. The rules are clicking. Like I said, I like so many pro rules this week. My biggest job is going to be to pare it down to six. But you got one of them. Houston, Carolina under. I'll give you another one. Philly, Dallas over. If you want the side, get the fatsideofthebacon.com. Join the team. Guys, I appreciate you having me on today.
Thanks, Willie. Always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again next week, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
All right. It's Willie B. And that's Justin Van Sant's song. You wouldn't know any of these people. It's good. Justin's a local country guy. Been waiting for him to do a Falcon song. Still waiting. Been asking for that for 3 years.
I think we need to get him to do a Jason Braddock song. I don't have any clever nickname, but
I'm going to work on that. Yeah. It'll take into account your total lack of the world around you and the fact that you're totally locked in into only watching football and tape.
Banana pants seems fitting.
No. It's either going to be that or something to do with mouth raping. I don't know. I'll come up with something. All right. Quick break. If you want to get in, next segment's your time for phone call. 713-780-3776. Hey, let me give away some more Dynamo and Sporting Kansas City tickets. Two tickets to see the Dynamo take on Sporting KC Wednesday, September 23rd. Kickoff at 7:30 at BBVA Compass Stadium. Special offers for next Wednesday's game are now available. Plus, there's a post-game fireworks show presented by Kroger. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. Caller number 5. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, Jason Braddock filling in today for A.J. Hoffman, who's probably really drunk by now, would be my guess. And Jason Braddock, who you can hear on Wednesday nights on Hustle Town with my man Craig Sheldon. So I have some UFC 192 tickets to give away, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to make you wait. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to happen, but sometime before 7 o'clock, we will be giving away UFC 192 tickets. And I might have to make you answer a question for these, because these are good. We'll see. Actually, if I ask a question that you couldn't answer, well, that wouldn't stop people from getting it right. So we'll come up with something. All right, first person at 713-780-ESPN who knows which Disney princess was number one on both lists. You get to see the stars of the UFC as the Octagon makes its way back to Texas. Saturday, October 3rd, UFC 192 features light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier as he battles international superstar Alexander Gustafsson. Also see Sugar Rashad Evans face off against Ryan Bader and Johnny Hendricks combat Tyron Woodley. Tickets go on sale this Friday, July 31st. Get yours at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. And all I can say is, if the interns don't know that, they should be fired. I shouldn't have to tell them the answer.
I told them the answer.
Oh, okay, good. All right, let's grab a phone call. Matthew, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports, man. You know that.
Yeah. Man, me and my buds have been having tons of arguments. NFL, I believe NFL.com came out with the top riders and followers of the next 3 years of teams they think are going to rise up to playoff contention consistently and teams are going to drop. Well, we did the top three, and I chose the risers to be Tennessee, Atlanta, and St. Louis, and the ones to fall will be Pittsburgh, Denver, and New Orleans. So I was going to see if y'all guys agree with that, or who would y'all put in that list. Appreciate it.
Over the next 3 years?
Yeah, over the next 3 years, yeah.
I honestly would have no clue. You got to guess right on the quarterback for the young team.
Yeah, I was about to say the biggest variable is the quarterback. If you got the right quarterback, that window stays open. It doesn't shut. As far as Tennessee, you know, I wouldn't get too caught up in Marcus Mariota's first week. He definitely played well in that game, but he wasn't asked to do a lot. So, the jury's still out on him. We'll see how he responds to a Cleveland defense with a 3-4. But, yeah, on all of those teams, as far as risers and fallers, it seems like it makes sense with the teams you look that could be falling off in the next 3 years, I believe you said, with Peyton Manning probably turning over the reins to Brock Osweiler, Ben Roethlisberger getting a little long in the tooth. So it seems like all the teams you went with as far as falling off, you understand the value of that quarterback position.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm with you on the Steelers. I think that's an organization that year after year finds a way to be competitive, and I still think Ben's got a lot left in the tank. And if he doesn't, they're pretty good at finding guys. So that one I would disagree with, but as far as and I guess if you're going to go with teams with young quarterbacks, and do you look at Jacksonville? Do you think Bortles can play is a question. I'm not sure I do. I never did really like Bortles.
In the preseason, he looked like a completely different quarterback. He was sitting there going through his progressions and reads, but you can't get too caught up in the preseason. Their week one, my biggest knock on Bortles always coming out in the draft was that he had that Jay Cutler element in him. Everybody wanted to talk about his arms and being that prototypical size body and everything, but the biggest knock is that he had that Jay Cutler ego arm to where at least – 2-3 times a game, he's going to make a throw the way you just look at him dumbfaced and ask him, like, what were you thinking there? And you saw that rear his head there again week one. Once again, the offensive line's not the greatest to play behind, and his star wide receiver, Allen Robinson, gets nicked up. But outside of that, I want to say he targeted Rashad Green, his rookie slot receiver, 13 times, only completed 7 passes, similar numbers for Allen Hurns on down the line.
You know, I should have learned a long time ago when I read these live reads to actually look at what they say before I read them. Tickets go on sale this Friday, July 31st. Really? From the UFC read. Thanks to Steven for pointing that out on Twitter. I just read right over it because what the heck? I thought it was...
Whoops.
Yeah.
You anchored manned it.
Well, and I know better, okay? John and I have been through this 1,000 times.
I think tickets went on sale a couple days ago, I think. It was either yesterday or Wednesday.
I don't know when they went on sale, but it certainly wasn't this Friday, July 31st, because this Friday is September 18th. And just, for the record. But anyway, thank you for pointing that out. And now I know to draw a line through this before I give away UFC tickets next week, which we will be giving away more. So I hope you guys got the Jasmine question right. Congratulations. What's this about J.J. Watt wanting a girlfriend? What the hell?
I have no clue. What is it?
The Chronicle had a big thing on it. It's like, dude, you do not need a girlfriend. I mean, he needs to – well, for one thing, if I'm him, I'm mashing somebody different every night anyway.
Of course.
I'm not even getting anywhere near a girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, eat a cheeseburger, smash a girl. I mean, that's the diet. When you're young and famous, that's the diet.
With that kind of money. But, dude, do not get a girlfriend. Metabolism. Because here's what's going to happen. Yeah, then you're going to get all happy, and you're going to realize, oh, man, I got this money. I got this great girlfriend. Let's have kids. The next thing you know, you're going to come home one night, she's going to hit you over the head with a nine iron, and your career's over.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Just go ask Tiger Woods.
That's... And then what? You're going to go work out again, JJ? Stay with me.
No, let's go to Bed Bath and Beyond.
Let's watch Game of Thrones. You know how these nerdy couples do.
Hey. No.
Let's just watch Game of Thrones. Stay in, JJ. It reminded me of one Beyonce when she was still down here in Houston before she got wifeyed up. She was down here saying she couldn't find a date. And I was living here at that time. I said, BS. And she said she didn't know if it was guys were intimidated by what. I'm like, let me know where you're at. I will come there. We will fix this thing right now. So, I mean, that's the you know, so don't say you can't find the right girl or you can't find the right guy. It's that the, you know, your criteria of what you're looking for might not be there.
Maybe JJ can't find the right guy. Maybe you just nailed it.
See, that's it.
Maybe that's what it is.
And Beyonce, all she had to do was just drop down what she was looking for. You want a, you know, at the time I was probably like 20-something. You know, you want a 20-year-old broke white dude? Hey, I'm right here. I'll be your bugaboo. That was a song she sang.
I see,
Fred.
I see.
Man, I could not pay her bills either. Fred, another song reference.
I see. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Keep rolling. Hold on.
Yeah.
Come on, help me. Come on, guys. I need some help here. My calendar of Destiny's Child and Beyonce songs is starting to run thin. We'll get back to. I'll just randomly throw them out while you talk. So
I'm glad there's something that can go thin around you.
Well, lemon cakes in the office. I mean, just get to another quick weight loss read, and I'll find some food around here.
Lock them in. Would you like to win fantastic seats to UFC 192, or a pair of tickets to see an MLB playoff game, or how about a 4-night stay at the all-inclusive Miraval Resorts in Nuevo Vallarta, Mexico? In other words, are you up for whatever? Join Jason Braddock and ESPN 97.5 Road Crew for Up for Whatever Sundays presented by Bud Light. This week, he'll be at Little J's on Washington from noon until 2 when the hometown team takes on the Panthers. It could be your Sunday to win whatever. So basically, go hang out with Jason, and you'll get a lot of insight into the Texans. And if the Texans are losing, you can tell them, dude, you were wrong. Because right. I know people love to do that with us.
Oh, they love it.
And so just to let you know, you can go see him on Sunday. Tomorrow, I will be out at Luke's in the Heights at 2:30, from 2:30 to 4:30. So we'll watch a little LSU Auburn, and you can register to win tickets to see Texas and Oklahoma State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, so you can catch all the games. So good chance to catch either one of us this weekend.
That's right. And Beyonce, if you're up for whatever, Little J's Sunday, 12 to 2. You know she listens to sports radio.
No, you're not referring to yourself when you say Little J. You're talking about the actual...
It holds weight both ways.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Little J's was a sad nickname I had going through high school, PE class. Mm. But, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Fred.
I see. But it's amazing how many people are stunned to find out you're white.
Really?
Yes.
I have not heard that.
Oh, the texters are just like, dude's white?
Dude's white. He said, why is he talking about Beyonce with a broke white guy? Yes, I'm very of the Caucasian persuasion, and I've never watched Game of Thrones, so now I've just really blown your mind.
All right, let's wrap up the show the way we wrap it up every Friday. Time for stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Let's try Jason.
Fred, I got a bone to pick with you. I am a fan. I have a small penis, but I'm not part of that bag or group, so please take me out of it.
All right, penis envy. Is that better? The penis envy group? Because you obviously are comfortable with it. Texture says, what are the people who always call and complain going to get something better to do? Change your damn channel or something. That's the one thing that I don't get. How do you take time out of your day to say, oh, don't talk about that?
Yeah, if you don't like our show, it's much easier, instead of calling in and asking us to change the show, to just change the channel.
You know what? Come back, because at some point we'll be talking about something you like.
Don't come back.
No, come back. Stop that.
Cheering for teams does you no good. If you cheer for them or you don't, they're either going to be good or they're going to suck regardless. You don't matter as a fan.
Now, you sound like now? You sound like Chaz Palminteri in Bronx Tale. Mickey Mantle's not going to pay your bills.
That's true. Mickey Mantle's never paid a bill of mine. In fact, I have an autographed baseball at my house of Mickey Mantle that I had to give him $50 for when I was a kid. He was right. Mickey Mantle never did pay my bills. I bought him probably a bottle and a half.
You helped kill him then.
I did.
I get where they're coming from, but how is this any different than masturbation?
You know how it is with guys, Fred. Yeah. Masturbation just gets boring.
True.
Like you have to find new ways to masturbate, and robots are just the new way.
Depending on what you could program the robot to do. Boy, and if you could teach her to cook, or teach that robot to cook and clean, too. Anyway, that was my totally misogynistic comment of the day. I love this text. So since y'all always complain about people calling and complaining about your show, seems like y'all are the variable that needs to change. My wife, who briefly hears y'all on the radio when I get home and we have to run an errand after work, also thinks y'all complain too much. So you're complaining about us complaining about people complaining. Okay. Let's try Thomas.
Yeah, how you doing, AJ? I was wondering, what are the chances that Tony Romo plays bad and get benched for Brandon Whedon for the remainder of the season?
0%.
Really? All right. What's up, Brian?
What y'all thought about J.J. Watt's performance? I just think it was an off day. Ja Reed, the right tackle for the Chiefs, I think he just gave J.J. Watt the work.
Did J.J. Watt have a bad day?
No.
I mean, he had
6 tackles for losses? 2 sacks? No, he did not have a bad game. I don't know what the hell you were watching, Chief. Ugh. You know, where's Keyboard Cat, Jong? I'm sorry. We've got to do Keyboard Cat for this guy. Thank you.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah, there were some stupid callers this week, no question. But, Tony Romo's going to get benched for Brandon Whedon. That's going to happen. But anyway, fun week, though, man. We had a great time, as always, and looking forward to being back on Monday, assuming AJ makes it back safely from his sojourn, which I'm sure he will. But, Jason, really appreciate you coming on, man. And people can go see you Sunday.
Yes, come see me Sunday, 12 to 2 at Little J's. You definitely want to check us out down there. Also, Wednesday night, 7 to 9, Hustletown, with me with my guy Craig Shelton. Follow him on Twitter, at OneDeepMedia. We're every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. And don't forget about our Bud Light Fantasy Thursdays. Every Thursday from 5 to 7, come out. It's exclusive, just the people that come on location to fill out the link for a chance to win $100. Those 14 winners will be brought back at the end of the year for a free chance to win $2,000. Don't say no to free money.
No, that's nice. Yeah, man, that's awesome. And people who can go out and see that you really are white.
Yeah, you can actually come out and see I'm very pasty. The 1% Indian inside of me, it didn't resonate with my skin tone.
Well, so go check Jason out either Sunday or on Thursday nights. Make sure you listen to the show on Wednesday nights. It's a great show. I enjoy listening to both those guys. And make sure you're following him on Twitter if you're a Texans fan, because he is going to get you stuff that you're not going to get anywhere else. And only about half the time do people give him credit for it. So
herpes, mostly.
Yeah, well, you know what? They have things that can clear that up.
Well, so I've heard. Still, not everybody can give that to you. I just want to point that out.
Well, sometimes it's worth it.
It's a growing percentage, but not everybody.
Oh, well. All right. Really appreciate you coming in, though, man. Good stuff. And
I appreciate
it. Look forward to working with you again. Always a pleasure, man.
Definitely enjoyed it.
All right.